I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where each and every day I bring on new business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Shaili Hakimian on the line, and she is a social media Sherpa over at yoursocialmediasherpa.com. Shaili, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to jump in.
So I'm excited to get more into what you're doing over at yoursocialmediasherpa.com to help your clients. But before we do that, let's get a little bit more into your background. So how did you get started in business and as an entrepreneur?
Oh, what a great question. So it kind of breaks down into three things. It's my entrepreneurial bone, my background in education, and my love of making friends on the internet. So it all started back on our favorite platform, MySpace. You remember it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I loved it. That platform changed my life. It's what brought me to all of my friends that drove me throughout high school. What happened is I found an online community of people who loved the same kind of shows that I did, reality competition shows like Big Brother and Survivor, and we became friends. And I noticed within our community there was a subset that needed its own home for our own online adventures. So I said, why don't we make our own MySpace group for our community so that we can engage with each other and share stories and all that kind of good stuff. So thus, a group called Shaili's Resort was born. I became this community manager for our people. I moderated their conversations. I featured the people every week. We had lots of fun, lots of good people with each other through it. Now, how does this play into my current life as a social media Sherpa? Fast forward, I graduated college, and I was applying for an internship, and on the application, it asks, have you ever managed online communities before? And I was like, why does that sound so familiar? And it hit me that day that what I was doing all the way back on MySpace was early social media skills long before the term social media was really a thing. From that opportunity onwards, I've been contracting social media with different organizations, companies, and beyond. And since last year, after a customer came up to me and said, hey, Shaili, teach me how to do social media for myself, Your Social Media Sherpa was born. And since then, I've been working with people in all sorts of different industries, like real estate. I have a celebrity caterer. I've got chiropractors. I've got all sorts of good people who I teach social media one-on-one to. And on top of that, I studied education in college. So I have this teacher background that lets me lead workshops and one-on-one sessions in a way that helps people feel empowered in the work they're doing. So with all that combined, plus my entrepreneurial bone from being from a family of entrepreneurs, that led me to where I am today, and I've been working for myself since college, basically, and I'm so proud of it, and I love sharing that story with folks like you.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. And so, Shaili, there's some new entrepreneurs or young entrepreneurs that are just getting out of college or they're just getting started and they're thinking about, you know, what's next for them. And some of them want to go down this route of either being a social media marketer or teaching others social media because it's such a valuable skill. What kind of advice would you give to that new would-be entrepreneur that's thinking about making the leap?
Wow, that's a fantastic question. When I think back to when I was in college, the thing that I did that I think helped me decide where I wanted to spend my time was how college was structured, is that I could sign up for any club or activity that I really liked. I could host events, I could be part of different shows, I could practice lots of different skills, and I could really test everything that I wanted to test. I think looking at my peers today, most people get sucked into an industry and they can't find a way out or they don't have any passion for it. And it's because when they graduated college, they jumped into something that they weren't so excited about. And now that they're being paid really well, it's very hard for them to leave and build something. So when I decided, and I kind of knew off the bat that I wanted to do all the things that I like to do like I did in college, I said to myself that I needed the time to build the thing that I wanted to build. I didn't jump in right away on a 9-to-5 job that kept me restricted. I developed my skills in all the areas that I liked, just like I started in college, and that gave me the knowledge that it took to really kind of put more energy into different places that I cared about. I think that's what I think a lot of my peers didn't think about when they graduated, and I think because I gave myself that time, it's because I didn't teach very well at the beginning that I was able to build something that passively all these years could build into what I have today.
That's awesome. Let's switch it up a bit, Shaili. Let's get into what you're doing over at yoursocialmediasherpa.com. So first, tell me a little bit more about the business, please.
Oh, absolutely. So like I mentioned, somebody asked me after actually a BNI group, she's like, hey, Shiley, like I know you do social media for people, but would it be okay if you just sat down with me and taught me a few things? And I was like, you know what? A light bulb went off because I love teaching people and I love empowering people in the same way that the internet empowered me. I was a kid that didn't always have a lot of friends, and I found the skill in making connections online to really open up my network. And that skill has taken me for all these years to where I am today. I've made friends on the internet, and I help my clients essentially make friends with people onto the internet. So what I do, just like I did with this client, I sit down with people one-on-one. I take a deep dive look at what they're already doing online. I break it down into pieces, and then I help them learn a couple skills that are relevant to how they're already doing their marketing. So my clients are usually already doing social media, but they're not really doing it in the best way possible, and they're not really in a place where they need to learn everything they need to know. So we sit down, we learn a few skills, and then I check in with them every few weeks to see how they're doing and answer their questions ongoing. So they not only have accountability, they also have someone that's their partner that's not leaving them alone. And with that, I like to think that I empower people to do it themselves in a way that nobody else they could even hire could ever feel the same love for their business like they do. And that's what I help support them doing.
That's awesome. What do you find? I know this is going to change from person to person or also from business to business, size of business, but I know that there's some themes arise as you've worked with so many people over such a long period of time. What do you find that before somebody's working with you are some of the common mistakes that they're making prior to getting your help?
Oh, my gosh, great question. I think in the simplest way, a lot of folks are not necessarily in tune to how the algorithms work. And not to say that algorithms are everything, but there are things that they might be posting that might not necessarily get the traction they want. The second thing is, I don't think people are very good at sharing their stories. The biggest thing I repeat to clients all the time is that when I meet them, I know why I love them and adore them. We have a personal connection, and I hear their story. I think they're super cool, but a lot of what they showcase on the internet doesn't tell me that story. I tell folks that I want to be able to feel like I just had a handshake with you in person as I look at their LinkedIn profile. I want to feel like I get a sense of who they are, and I think the biggest thing is that people are so generic online, and they don't really help me build my trust with them by telling their story and what makes them and their services so special. So that's a huge, huge, huge one. The other thing I usually tell folks is that you can actually get in front of anybody using social media. Now, this term is one that can be used on multiple different platforms. But if you send something really nice and friendly to someone that you want to engage with, chances are they're going to see it. So the simplest example I give is that if you want to get in touch with a company and you find a Twitter account, chances are there's somebody like me, and I call us the lonely social media manager that's hiding behind the Twitter account that's ready and excited to talk to you. And if you want to get in touch with anybody at the company, a social person has a good sense of the layout of the land. If you want to get in touch with anyone at the company, by talking to the Twitter person, you can probably find out a lot more than you did by just cold emailing. And you can do this with all sorts of different places. And I think the more genuine you are as you're connecting to people that are relevant to what you're trying to build, the more possibilities are to come. So those are some of the hot tips that I think would help people get in front of the right kind of questions and help build relationships with those people in a fun, genuine way.
No, totally. And can you elaborate a little bit more on the story side of things? Because I think you hit the nail on the head with that one. Like, a lot of times people don't understand that they, like, how they present and how they craft their story is important, especially how
sure.
you do and how you tell that on different platforms, because it's different, right?
Absolutely. Story is so much of everything. Is that the same way that you asked me on this call, like, what's my origin story? If people only knew about your business without having necessarily met you, that would be incredible. And it doesn't always come up in conversation, the stuff I just told you here. But being able to, like, present that in a way online can open up so many doors. A lot of times I tell people, be a little personal. Some people, like, know me for my crazy business card. I put a lot of personal details on there. But you and I, I'm sure, both know that a lot of business relationships start with something that's a little bit more personal. People are dying and itching. I know when I hand someone my business card, they're always looking for something interesting to comment on, but usually most cards have nothing. They're looking for something to help them start the conversation. And if you both find out I went to Indiana University, that's a way you can bond. If you're both, and I'm Jewish, you're both part of the Jewish community, that starts a different conversation. You both like the same kind of dog? Awesome. And I think it helps kind of make you a real person, because I can't visualize a generic profile and what that person really likes, but I can visualize someone who likes to go travel, and I can visualize someone who speaks French, or I can visualize who they might really be, and that kind of opens it up and kind of breaks the barriers that sometimes are between people. But making sure you pull that personal nugget out there to help kind of paint the picture so that I can imagine the wonderfulness that you really are.
That's awesome. So if somebody's listening to this, Shiley, and they want to connect with you or learn more about your business, what's the best way for them to reach out?
Oh, what a great question. I'm always on LinkedIn, but if you do love LinkedIn as much as I do, I actually put together a entire slideshow of all my favorite LinkedIn profiles to give you some inspiration. So if you go to yoursocialmediasherpa.com, you will see a chance to be able to get that link so that you can get some ideas so that you can better showcase your story on LinkedIn. I'm always one click away on pretty much every platform at 45. So I'm looking forward to connect with you. So please don't hesitate to reach out, and I can't wait to hear from you.
Fantastic. Well, Shiley, thank you for coming on the show today and sharing more about your background, how you got started, and also the great work you're doing today at yoursocialmediasherpa.com. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review, do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. And Shiley, thanks again for coming on the show.